welcome to Engaged in Conversation, the podcast from Engaged Solutions Group.
Sarah, good afternoon and welcome to our studio. I think we're going to mix things up a little bit today here, aren't we? Because I usually kind of host these, but you've kindly offered to come along and steal my thunder and take over the show for one sitting, so to speak. So do you want to sort of introduce that concept and why you were so keen to come and take charge for the day?
Well, I was keen. I'm not sure I'm so keen now. I was cocky and thinking this will be a breeze. It's actually a lot more difficult than it looks, isn't it?
So, yeah, it is.
Yeah, so apologies if I'm not that polished. But now there's a good reason why, obviously, I'm doing the hosting duties today, because the subject of today's podcast is you and your latest project, which has just sort of concluded, and you're going to talk to us about it.
For the last probably 9 months, I've been writing a book. I had a pivotal moment in my life about a year ago that was the motivation behind wanting to do it, I guess. I had a brain hemorrhage at home and was rushed to Salford Royal and was in ICU for a week, in hospital for 3 weeks. You know, my wife was told to expect the worst. So coming out of that experience, that sort of near-death experience, you're at home on your own, you do a lot of thinking. And one of the things was, gosh, the old thing, don't put something off that you can do. So, okay, great, let's crack on. And it was the impetus to put pen to paper and crack on and do it.
Okay, well, I get the desire to do something, but most people after a near death experience will probably go and, I don't know, sail around the world or motorcycle across Africa. Yeah. You write a book on engagement, and this book, Destination Engage: How Three Mr. Men Reinvented Engagement and Made It Big in the Boardroom. It's not necessary where I'd expect someone to go.
Why
a book? Why engagement? Tell me
think
more.
On the other sort of personal stuff, I mean, you know, I love cycling, is my hobby. I was in no fit state to cycle. In fact, my consultant said, Phil, really park that whole concept of even cycling for a good while. And that in itself was quite a depressing thing to get your head around. It's quite common with what I had, a subarachnoid brain hemorrhage, is that, you know, it's almost you flipping a coin. You're 50% not great, 50% okay, and an area of grey in and around the middle there. But and obviously one of the things that you start doubting is your own mental capacity, your own mental well-being, and whether or not you're still okay. So I thought, well, you know, the wife, after that I'd read the book that my wife bought me about training my brain again, I thought, well, yeah, I've still got a brain, so maybe I could do this, you know. And it was kind of almost a challenge to do it.
So was it partly that, to sort of test your capacity, but also did you want to sort of, you know, validate and celebrate your business story? Was that a part of it as well?
It was indeed, especially over the COVID years, the last couple of years. Engagement as a concept is being hugely heightened. And when we started off doing this in 2018, when you went into the board of a company and said, I want to talk to you about engagement or employee engagement, which is where it started, you were pointed to HR. Mm-hmm. And I often thought, well, okay, but hold on, company engagement isn't owned by HR, right? It just isn't. So you always felt there was a disjoint there. And so part of the book is explaining that journey, explaining that transition, why that happens, some of the IP that we created, the thought leadership, the frameworks, the technology to bring that to life. You know, there's a lot of innovation and thinking that went on from 2018 to now. You know, when you look at taking those concepts into the average boardroom now, absolutely, it's you don't get pointed at HR anymore. You know, it's not an HR thing. HR's important, obviously, especially when you're looking at the colleague domain. But when you're looking more holistically in the round about creating happy staff, fundamentally, that's the colleague bit. Creating happy customers, customer engagement, the external engagement is super, super important. And using the latest technologies to facilitate that. Most companies still aren't doing that, believe it or not. And then when you're looking at more widely community, getting people on board with your brand to stimulate that engagement and then drive that through the wider piece. That's our sort of 360 degree view of engagement in and around the organisation. And that's a fascinating topic that resonates well in every boardroom all around the place.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I've you know, read the book, and you know the lessons and learnings to be taken about engagement are you know, reason enough to buy the book. But I think what I like too is that there's a lot of you in the book. You certainly get this sort of sense of this very restless, spirited, questing sort of digital entrepreneur through it. And there's a, you know, you do get a sense of Phil in the book. Was it always sort of inevitable that these passions for sort of you know, for sort of technology innovation would be part of your business life?
Yeah, I've always been fascinated by technology since I was a kid, and you know, I call myself a kind of business technologist, so someone that's not fascinated with tech for the sake of tech, but always the application of tech. What difference can it make within a business setting? That's what I find fascinating. You know, when you're looking at engagement as a concept within a business, it impacts every area of every business. And especially when you're looking at it more widely across those three audiences that we touched on earlier. So, yeah, something that I'm super passionate about. I think always will be. I just love it. And every day, the great thing about technology is that every day something new happens, something changes. There's always different takes on it. And when you look at the social media space, for example, which is there's a nice overlap to what we do there. You know, almost every week there's something in the headlines about it. Mm-hmm. And so it's great. And I think the other aspect of being able to write the book and formalize that is that it's also a little way of giving something back as well, because we're not looking to monetize the book per se, so all the proceeds we're actually going to give to the charity that helped me with my recovery, which is based in Salford Royal. And that's kind of feels like a nice thing to do as well.
I think the other thing that I liked is that it's not just about you. It's a lovely, actually, this sort of, you know, self-deprecatory sort of thread running through it of how challenging it can be for your colleagues to sort of deal with this sort of, you know, quite restless, innovative sort of spirit. And Destination Engage story, you know, does feature your two colleagues, John and Phil, and the three of you are these three Mr. Men, which I believe was coined by a friend of the business who said that, you know, if Roger Hargreaves was still around, you guys would be, you know, Mr. Digital, Mr. Tech, and Mr. Engagement, which has actually inspired, you know, it has inspired the front cover, and it's inspired one of the cartoons in the book. And I mean, John and Phil are just as much part of this story. It's not just the Phil Wedgwood show, is it?
Oh, gosh, no, not at all. I mean, it's definitely a team effort, and it's a team much larger than just the three of us too, right? So it's really important to acknowledge that. Engage is a team. But what's really key is that in the formation of the business back in 2018, it very much was those three characters coming together, and each with a fantastic backstory. John had that engagement pedigree from, he actually launched the employeeapp.com prior to that. Phil is kind of a tech guru.
Yeah. You'd worked with Phil
and
before?
I worked with Phil in my last business, yeah. So we worked together for over 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And we innovated a lot. There are parallels, because in our last business, we set out building a mobile app to transform how a sector worked, and ended up transforming thinking in that sector.
Okay, and this was specifically time recording in legal, wasn't it?
Correct, that's correct, yeah. And that was a really great journey and a successful journey. And then here we had a similar concept. Well, as I say, it started off as an employee app, but we've ended up taking it around much broader than that. So engagement as a concept, defining that and engaging on it more broadly around the business rather than just looking at the colleagues. And then what we've ended up doing is impacting how sectors think again, really. You know, you read again in the papers almost daily of Company A saying all the staff got to be back in the office, otherwise they're going to take a pay cut. And I have a sort of certain view of how you manage people and get the best out of them. And I think mandating them to do anything is never a good thing, is it, really? But I think it is such a time where it's such a pivotal moment. I mean, for many, many things. We'll look back and, you know, 2020 to 2022 is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime thing, hopefully.
Hopefully, yes,
touch wood,
indeed.
You know.
So you've escaped death, you've written a book, you've reinvented engagement. What does Phil do for an encore?
Oh, well, I think it's far too early to say that. It's only, I've only been alive a year, so to speak, in terms of my new lease of life. But I'm thoroughly enjoying working with the team here at Engage. I mean, it's just fantastic. And every day is so rewarding. And we've got a great client base, a great narrative to share with the wider market. We're actually operating in pretty much every single industry sector, which is fantastic. We've got clients all around the place. Over in every state in America, into Europe, into Australasia. So there's so much more still to do here. I'm not thinking of the next stage of my journey just yet. Maybe an idea of how I can utilise our technology to drive community. So we've involved in a few initiatives in the last year on that specifically, which is going really well. We've launched in partnership with some other business leaders, we've launched an application called Vocal, which is all about fostering business leadership and the next generation in business leadership, which is really exciting. And so it's just looking at ways where we can seed our technology for the greater good in some regards, you know, to try and give a little bit back to wider areas.
Okay, but are you also going to resume podcast hosting duties? Because this is way too much pressure for me, this.
If you don't like it, absolutely, yeah.
I'm going to shut up.
Yeah, future. But I think that we by also moving the podcast to a full video podcast as well, that's obviously changed, it's upped our sort of production level, if you like, and turned it into something a little bit different. Some people like video, find it more engaging. Some people like audio, some people like the written word. So we're trying to cover off all of those angles with the way people can consume our insights and share our expertise on engagement.
Excellent. Well, that's a good place to stop. I just need to put a plug in for the book, which is Destination Engage, which is available on Amazon as a paperback and as an ebook.
Well, thank you for hosting the podcast. You're welcome to come back anytime.
It's been interesting being on this side of the microphone. Actually, I think I won't be quite so cocky in future. And that's true what they say: the professionals do make it look much easier than it is. But it has been a pleasure. And as I say, the book Destination Engage is available on Amazon now, and that's where we'll leave it. Bye.
Thanks,
for now.
Sarah. Take care.
Cheers, Phil. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Engage in Conversation. For more news and updates on Engage, visit our website at engagesolutionsgroup.com.